It's kind of a unique opportunity. It's a partnership between Blue Cross Blue Shield, the DNR, and the Michigan Recreation and Parks Association.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fitness challenge. And they identified three different communities to participate in this challenge. Those three communities are Kalamazoo, Grand Traverse County, and Marquette.
So Marquette gets involved in this, and what is it that Marquette has to do to win?
Well, the way it works is the challenge started on April 27th, and it ends on June 22nd, so the ending is coming up here. Anyone can log on, anyone throughout the community. They don't even have to be within the city of Marquette. It can be anywhere in the UP. Anybody that's a fan of Marquette can log on. The idea here is to get folks out moving and doing things, physical activity within the community. So it can be anything that gets your heart rate up, and you can log in and log either hours or miles.
So you're saying it could be going for simple, go for a walk or a bike ride, or take the kids to the park or something like that, or playing something organized.
Exactly. And the point is just to get folks moving. I think the whole mission of this is to get people out there. There's prize money on the line for these communities. There's $10,000 for the winning community that logs the most miles. Anything that you put into the website gets turned into miles. And then the second prize is $8,000 and third prize is $6,000.
So this project, I mean, this came obviously from Blue Cross Blue Shield. Then they had an idea here to get people moving, but it probably, has been pretty successful so far, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been hugely successful. We had a goal of just reaching 10,000 miles, and we're well over that right now. Traverse City has been our greatest competition, and currently they're ahead of us for only the second time in this challenge. So we do need folks to help us out, log in, and get some miles out there.
So how do they log in? Where do they go, and how do they get involved with this?
That's a great question. Well, actually, the easiest way to direct folks there, the city's webpage, the city of Marquette. That's www.mqtcty.org. Their homepage on the right-hand side, we have a logo that looks like a green state of Michigan, and it says My Big Green Gym Blues Community Challenge. You click on that. It actually gives you a page that has all the instructions and a link to the website. The website is www.walkingworks.com.
So it sounds like it's perfectly made for the Marquette area with all the bike trails, walking trails, and whatnot. So if you're just going out for a walk, sign up and put the miles down or the time down.
Definitely. And again, I just want to stress that this is, you know, the idea is to get folks out moving. So you can make conscious choices to either park farther out in the parking lot and log 5 minutes to walk in, or, you know, to go out and actually, you know, spend some time running around with your kids, and, you know, instead of maybe sitting on the couch watching some TV or whatever it is that you may be doing.
John Swenson's with us this morning. He's Assistant Director of Community Services with the City of Marquette. And John, I know you wanted to mention in particular that the My Big Green Gym is one portion of it. The other is the Blues Community Challenge. How's that broken down?
Well, I mentioned that there's three different agencies that are partnering on this. So it's DNR, the Michigan Recreation Parks Association, and Blue Cross Blue Shield. Now, the My Big Green Gym is actually the DNR. So that's a program that they have out there, getting folks out into the parks and enjoying all the green spaces that Michigan has to offer. Now, the Blues Community Challenge is a challenge that Blue Cross Blue Shield has put forth. They're the ones that are actually providing the prize money for this opportunity, and it's a great partnership between the three. Mm-hmm. So
it's been interesting that you mentioned that the other two communities are downstate, but that's not that uncommon. That I think in statewide things, we see a lot of these kinds of programs end up in communities downstate. But Marquette was able to be gotten in there, and it must be a credit to what they see with Marquette in terms of its and the surrounding community here. I don't want to just say the city, but the whole attitude of biking, walking, and snowshoeing and skiing and all of that.
Definitely. I think that the Michigan Recreation and Parks Association has done a great job of identifying, areas that have done well with placemaking. And when you think about placemaking, that is, you know, putting a community on a map for these types of things, Marquette's at the top of the list. And folks out there know that, especially when they come and join, you know, our community and take part in activities here and get out on the bike paths. And
So right now, Marquette's about 1,000 miles, you say, behind, so it'd be good for some folks to get involved, and you don't have to be a resident of Marquette to take part in this. What should folks do if they want to get involved?
Go to the city's website, click on that link on the right-hand side, the little picture of Michigan, and get signed up. And I encourage other folks to get signed up. You know, we have a lot of groups in this community that are out doing things like cycling and things like that. You know, if some of these folks can get in, log some of their miles. The other thing that I would say, it's real easy to go back, especially if you have an idea of what your physical activity has been. Maybe your schedule is such that you can kind of keep track of those things pretty easy. You can go all the way back to April 27th, and you can log all those miles since the challenge began.
That's an important point there, you can actually kind of go retroactive with it. So if you've been in a busy stretch, you've been working hard a lot or whatever, now would be a good opportunity to get some recognition for that.
Definitely. And I also want to stress, too, you know, there's no age limits on this. So I have two kids, and they've definitely been involved because kids run around a lot. And in this day and age, it's important to make sure that our kids get out and run around a lot. It's really easy for them to sit down and watch a movie when they could be out playing outside in all the great spaces that we have to offer.
Well, it's certainly a good piece of advice to get everybody out active. And again, if people want to find out more, they go to the city's website, which is mqtcty.org. And as you say, John, it's retroactive, so put the information down.
And get out and get moving.